Good morning.
What were some of the highlights of last night's speech for you?
Well, I don't think you could say anything was not a highlight. I mean, it was the most incredible speech. You know, it's another one of those days, Terry, where I'm afraid that anybody that listens to people who were there will say that they can't believe what we're saying. But it was, as you saw when I came home to my room and I saw it on television, it was really one of the most spectacular evenings of my entire life. And I think almost any delegate who was there, of course, we're all people that love that politics, but anyone who was there at all would have to say it was one of the most spectacular nights of their life.
Do you feel like you were a part of history?
You couldn't come away from it not feeling as if you were a part of history. I mean, this man, we had listened to 10 to 20 speeches a day for the past 3 days, so you can imagine how many
speeches
we've been listening to. But, you know, at the end of the day, even after hearing such fabulous orators as President Clinton and after hearing Hillary Clinton the other night, she did an incredible job, as most people who listened to her would say. When you heard Obama, there was no comparison to anything we had heard before. It wasn't just his delivery, which was superb, but it was his message, and it was electrifying. The audience was a mix of all people from all walks of life, literally, and we were all absolutely equal in this, and when it came to his message, it was just something that, you know, it just reverberated with all of us.
Do you think he hit the right notes when he talked about John McCain?
He absolutely did. You came away from that thinking old policies, McCain, new vision, Obama. You know, there is this whole event, which was probably, it seemed like part Woodstock for those of people that would remember Woodstock, but it was something that he really invigorated the crowd. He made us realize that we really cannot go forward with the old way. And to those of us who are there, I think you came away with a sense of hope, but also a sense of urgency. Everyone that I talked to said they were going to go home and work as hard as they could. And a lot of people were saying if they could quit their job and just work for Obama, they would.
Well, that's going to be the next couple of months or so. I imagine that activists at the grassroots like you, now the heavy lifting begins.
That's absolutely right. You know, even at the convention when you walked in and people were waiting, we got there at 1 o'clock from the Wisconsin delegation, but people were waiting in line for 5 hours. But when you got in, there were tables of people with phones asking you to call people you knew and ask them to watch. They weren't asking for money. They were just asking people to watch. This campaign will be extremely well organized in Wisconsin alone. I know that we've got 34 offices set up. So, you know, it's going to be a really, really a wonderful campaign, and I think everybody's going to go home and work hard.
Christine, thanks for all your help this week. We really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Well, it was really fun.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, Terry.